global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm John Tucker, the Bloomberg Business Flash, being brought to you by Interactive Brokers and CME Group. If you're looking for global futures contracts with low trading costs, look no further. Interactive Brokers, the industry leader. Learn more at interactivebrokers.com/CME Group. And futures ahead, the market open on Wall Street lower, but off the worst levels of the session. S&P futures right now down just 8 points. That's a decline of 0.4%. The Dow futures down 60. That's down 0.3. And NASDAQ E-mini futures right now 16 points lower. That's down about 0.4. The euro 114.29, seeing some weakening in the dollar. That is up 0.2% right now. The yen 106.75. That's strengthening up about 0.5% this morning. The 10-year yield 175.60. We've seen some rises in the 10-year treasury, but it looks like that has leveled off somewhat this morning. And we check the markets for you every 15 minutes during the trading day, right here on Bloomberg. Mike and Tom.
John Tucker, thank you so much. John Riding at RDQ Economics has just sent out one of the most blistering research notes I've seen from him in years. He says the gloom on unemployment is flat out wrong, and he seems to be right because the yield market agrees with Mr. Riding. 1.7560 is a higher yield off a 160 number with a lousy revision. RDQ Economics, we expected job creation this year to average 175,000 per month and the unemployment rate to fall below 4.5%. We still hold to those forecasts. He looks at wage growth as labor income proxy, hours times wage rate up 4.7% year over year. That's a big number. That's an important note from Riding and DeQuadros at RDQ Economics. Right now, we need to talk to somebody about three standard deviation moves. That can only mean Robert Cinch of Amherst Pierpont. Bob, we saw last week euro, or maybe it was this week, euro move almost three standard deviations. We've seen yen move. These are brutal trichet-like moves. What do those brutal moves signal about the global system, particularly after weak non-farm payroll growth?
Good morning, guys. Well, you know, what I think it really signals is that there's some forces other than the normal cyclical movements driving these foreign exchange markets, whether it's a reallocation of reserves, whether it's this new initiative by the Treasury to designate certain currencies as under a monitoring system now, so they're not manipulators, but they're being monitored. Whatever it is, I think what's interesting is that a lot of these moves have not been driven by the normal cyclical forces. I think Mohamed El-Erian wrote an article about this also. So clearly there's some things going on in the global financial system that are different than normal. And what it may be actually is the fact that without a lot of global cross-border capital flow, we're beginning to see the old reliable current account balances becoming an important factor in driving currency.
Yeah, Mike, I just put out on Bloomberg Radio Plus the 10-year yield. It is truly a remarkable chart. Mike, I don't think I've ever seen that off a jobs report. I mean, that's a huge down five. That's an 11 basis point swing in the 10-year in less than an hour.
What's interesting, now Fed funds futures are up to a 4% chance, but it's still down from 10%. So, Bob, there's not only a disconnect between the Fed and the markets, there's a disconnect between the Treasury market and the Fed funds futures market at this point about where the central bank might go.
Yeah, I think these wage numbers, we've been talking for a couple of years now that employment's been stronger, but wage numbers have not been increasing. We got a little bit of the opposite here. Employment growth has slowed a little bit, and yet wages are picking up. Now, what can explain that? What can explain that is we're running out of workers, and this is something my colleague Steve Stanley has been focusing on, is that it's tougher to get employment growth when you're running out of qualified labor. And so a slight slowdown in employment growth with higher wages is consistent with a very tight labor market. And I think that's maybe what the long end of the yield curve is focusing on, whereas the short end of the curve is thinking that this kind of data is going to keep the Fed from making a move in June. So I think it's fairly consistent. that an environment in which the Fed may not move, but wage pressures are picking up, would give us a steeper yield curve, and that's what we're seeing here today.
Well, interestingly, Tom, we were talking with Bill Gross about TIPS yields. They were 9 basis points before the move. Now 10-year TIPS are at 13. So I guess, Bob, the market is sniffing inflation out there.
It's certainly not inhaling disinflation or deflation the way it had been for the last couple of years. And I think with energy prices up, a lot of headline prices will start to catch up to core inflation. I actually think the most important set of reports going into the June FOMC is going to be the core inflation reports. We've seen core inflation picking up. It slowed a bit in the March round of data. I think the May reports on core inflation, we heard a little bit of this out of President Kaplan from the Dallas Fed yesterday, I think that's going to be important for the Fed decision process coming in June.
Well, the core, I don't have it in front of me, folks, but I'm going to put core at 2.2% year-over-year CPIX core May 17th. May 17th is when I was looking like I was cheating. That's when we see it. Well, help us with that. I thought 2% was our bound. Bob Cinch, core CPI is above where we want it to be. Is that possible?
It is possible. If you look at the core PCE deflator, it's around 1.6. And if you look at other measures of core inflation from the Cleveland and Dallas Feds, they're in the 1.8 to 2% range. So we're kind of clustered between, you know, 1.6 and 2.2%, which is getting close to that 2% level. And I think if we see a little bit of a rebound in these year-over-year numbers, I think that's going to be important for the Fed. They've seen wage growth pick up a little bit. They've seen the core inflation numbers pick up a little bit. And again, I think some of the slowdown of employment is that literally they just are having difficulty finding qualified workers to fill jobs.
Bob Cinch, thank you. It's a very interesting market reaction to the Fed.
Yeah.
As usual, people who have money at risk are drilling down and finding what they think the most important number is. As Bob says, it's the wage number in this report.
What we try to do is keep the conversation going, but Mike and I are always glued to equities, bonds, currencies, commodities with a respect for what markets say and what they do. And the doing is simple. We have seen quickly a 10-11 basis point massive swing in the 10-year yield off the jobs report. Most interesting. Stay with us. Bloomberg Surveillance.
We are counting down to the opening bell, brought to you by the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. The Grand Cherokee continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today.